And now a far less lofty Thanksgiving tradition on this program, the dissing of pumpkin spice, you know, as in pumpkin spice latte, or as Last Week Tonight host John Oliver put it, the thing that tastes like a candle, not the way a pumpkin spice candle smells. Yes, there is such a thing, but the way one would taste if you ate it.
And the worst part is, nobody wants anything pumpkin-flavoured from December through August. And here's how I know that. You can have it whenever you want. That bottle of pumpkin-flavoured science goo sits behind the counter of Starbucks all year round. Never ageing like Ryan Seacrest.
Pumpkin-flavored science goo. Let's find out more. Now, last year we spoke with Constance Schelke. She's a food scientist at the research company Corvus Blue LLC. She told us some of the history. At one time, for instance, only the very rich could afford to add, say, cinnamon and nutmeg to their pumpkins. But what is this new thing called pumpkin spice? Dan Charles is NPR's food and agriculture correspondent. And Dan, you took an investigative reporting trip to your neighborhood Starbucks. What did you find?
Yes, I asked to take a look at the bottle. It was a quart bottle of pumpkin spice syrup, which they used to make that pumpkin spice latte, and looked at the ingredient list, and it said sugar, it said condensed milk, annatto, that's the coloring that makes it that pumpkin-like orange, and then it just said natural and artificial flavors. So that did not help me a lot when it came to understanding where the flavor comes from.
Right. So what did you find out? I'm sure you dug deeper.
Well, I went back to the Institute of Food Technologists, where Constance Schelke also works. And she told me the flavor companies have managed to figure out a kind of simplified recipe using just a few of the chemicals that occur naturally in the ingredients of pumpkin pie. You know, the pumpkin, the cinnamon, the cloves, the nutmeg. So just a few of those chemical compounds are enough to make our brain think, aha, pumpkin pie. So instead of the actual nutmeg, for instance, they use a compound called sabinine. Instead of cloves, they use something called eugenol and so forth.
Why do they do this? I mean, why not use the actual spices?
Well, okay, so part of it is apparently the simplified recipe actually does a better job of evoking that pumpkin pie sensation. Again, relying on the Institute of Food Technologists, they say that if you use the actual spices to make, for instance, a pumpkin pie latte, you'd end up with something more like that Indian spice tea they call chai. The simplified recipe seems to work better. But also, you know, the simple explanation is these synthetic flavors are cheaper. By synthetic, I mean they create these chemicals using synthetic chemistry. They gin them up in a chemical factory. Although, increasingly, they're doing it with microbes. They can take the genes that, for instance, in a plant that makes vanilla, they can take the genes that make the flavor-carrying compound, put them into yeast, for instance, and then make it in a fermentation vat. That's also cheaper and easier, apparently.
Wow. So you've said a lot there. So there is maybe something natural if you've taken the genes from the spice plant. But in other cases, there's this synthetic chemistry. It just doesn't sound right. But it can't be unhealthy, right? Or they wouldn't be allowed to do it?
Well, natural is a funny word, you know. So the chemical itself is identical to what you get from the plant. So in that sense, it's natural, but it's produced using an unnatural means. I don't think there's a safety concern, you know, because these compounds have been in the food supply already. The concern has been that the companies are doing most of the testing to make sure that, for instance, the dosage and so forth is appropriate and safe. And there are many critics of the process that say the government should be watching this process a lot more carefully and doing more of its own safety testing rather than relying on the companies.
Well, meantime, we always hear from listeners who say, just take your pumpkin, steam it up or bake it or roast it and put a little butter on it, maybe some brown sugar, and just eat it. And don't, you know, you don't need the spice.
Sounds good to me.
That's Dan Charles, NPR's food and agriculture correspondent, who did an in-depth investigation into pumpkin spice. Dan, thank you.
Glad to do it. Thanks.